What's up, everybody? This is your boy F Major. Welcome to The Great Divide. I'm your host. The official weapon of the show is wisdom. The unofficial sport is drum corps. And this is not going to be a very long episode because I don't have much to say about the topic. It is something that is in the news right now, and I've been thinking about it all day because I just found out about it. All my life, I had been anti-capital punishment. I've never been comfortable with the idea of the death penalty because I don't trust any nation to get it right, especially America. You see, every few months we learn another story where a black person was executed, then they come up and find all this evidence and shit of where that person didn't do it. They come up with DNA evidence. They come up with new proof that that person didn't do it or are able to be exonerated or something. Well, you can't bring a person back from the dead. And many, many times in the cases of black people, especially coming up through slavery and Jim Crow, our nation got it wrong. A lot of times I feel like they got it wrong on purpose. But for that reason, I was anti-capital punishment. I particularly don't trust America to get it right because not only is there immense racism here, but there is a we are better than everybody else type of attitude that we refer to as American exceptionalism that makes people here feel they're above everybody else in the world. And that's just not true. And I hate the fact that we live in a country that perpetuates that type of bullshit because that's what it is. We ain't no better than nobody else. So I've been a staunch advocate against the death penalty. And then you know what happened to change that? And God knows it's still hard for me to talk about. Remember back when Boko Haram, for those of you who don't know, it's a terrorist group out of Africa. But they do pledge allegiance to ISIS and the Taliban and all these motherfuckers. Back, I don't know how long ago it was, and I haven't read the article. I have tried real hard not to think about it since. But there was an incident over there where Boko Haram kidnapped 200 children from an all-girls school. And I remember crying with my mama that night. Both of us cried. And I absolutely couldn't imagine anything more cruel than taking these girls away from their parents. We watch on the TV, terrified parent after parent crying and pleading for the kidnappers to return the girls. And that night I remember saying out loud to my mama, these niggas gotta die. They gotta go. Fuck them. My mama, who is a devout Christian, who despised me saying the word nigga, for the first time in her life, she didn't correct me when I said it, when she said, yeah, baby, they do. And I just, for just a second, I want you to imagine the heartbreak and the heartache that these parents must feel. Because think about it. If I'm on the other side of the world, don't know none of these motherfuckers, and I'm on my part of the world in a completely different country that's unbothered by this, and I'm crying, just imagine being one of the parents that had to go through this. I can't fathom it. And any group of people that would so brazenly take people's children, there's no place on this earth for them. Sorry, they don't belong on this planet. That's when I changed my mind about the death penalty. Because I really do feel like them niggas need to go. They gotta die. We just did that exact same shit to 545 children in the United States. Nigga, I cried when it was 200. Not to be outdone, like these motherfuckers would say, well, hold my beer. This administration nearly tripled the number. Terrorists did this in another country. Here in America, it was state sanctioned. Think about that. The same shit that terrorists did in another country that we condemned, we did the same shit, triple what they did. We as a country did this. This happened on our watch. I don't give a fuck that it was Donald Trump. It happened while we were here on this earth and we didn't do anything about it. What that means is this administration is worse than Boko Haram. Yeah, I motherfucking said it. And then all those photo ops with all them white-ass niggas down in suits looking through them cages and shit like they somebody. Lindsey Graham's bitch ass right in the front of them. And not now one of them said, this is not okay. We shouldn't be doing this. But I guarantee you, if you go back and look at their motherfucking Twitter accounts and their profiles and shit, every one of them have probably denounced Boko Haram when that shit happened. So my question is, how the fuck do you denounce something and then follow the same playbook? My feelings ain't changed. I swear to goodness they ain't changed. And I still believe in the death penalty. And I still believe people who can kidnap children from their parents don't have a place on this earth. This administration included. Everything on this planet, I don't give a fuck what it is. The computer or phone that you're listening to this podcast from, the chair you're sitting in, the motherfucking car you drive to work, the shoes you're wearing, the restaurant you love to go to, all that shit was made from shit that was here already. Every single thing that's around us was made from some shit that's already here. The only thing that humans can make that's never existed before are children. That's the only thing that we can make something from nothing out of. That's why people refer to children as a miracle, because they fucking are. It's why children are referred to as gifts. And we took these miracles, these gifts, which were not ours to take from people who didn't deserve it. Now, my question to you is, how the fuck do you sing "Oh Say Can You See" after some shit like that? I will never, ever forgive this, ever. Not as long as I'm breathing. And it takes a lot to break me, but this shit did it.